Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, September 18th. 5:31. Thank you guys so much for being here. We love doing this half hour just for you guys who are up early with us. Thanks also to those of you that get up early and text us. Rudy is listening this morning. Buckeye Bob is checking in, and you can always check in with us throughout the show. 702-364-9400 is our number. This week is flying by.
It really is. Can I just share with you what literally just happened 5 minutes ago, Mercedes?
Sure.
I almost had a heart attack. I go into the bathroom, the men's bathroom, and I'm just doing my thing, and I hear a... I'm like, what is that? It sounded exactly like someone snoring. And I didn't want to be a creep or anything, but I started looking behind me at one of the urinals, and I kind of peeked through the crevice. And I couldn't, it's so small, I couldn't make out who was in there or if there was anyone in there.
You didn't like say, hey, are you okay in there or anything like that?
You're right. I should have done that. I did not do it. I was scared. I was literally so scared. So I took the gamble and I just pushed the door open. And thank God no one was in there. It's like one of the pipes. I don't know if you have that in the women's bathroom. It sounds exactly, I swear to you, like a human going. I thought someone from outside. I thought it was one of the salespeople that just had a wild night last night.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're early. Wow. Yeah. I'm glad that it was not anyone that was in distress or anything or just fell asleep during a break. That's been known to happen here before, you know?
Oh, really?
Sometimes people just get a little too tired and they just pass out here, wherever it may be. So that's what a way to wake up this morning.
Yeah. Anyway, how are you?
I'm good. Good. Happy it's Thursday. We're almost to the weekend. Yesterday watched that 2-hour Big Brother that I was so excited for, but I couldn't get through all 2 hours. I was just so tired yesterday. But The Summer I Turned Pretty, the series finale, watched that. Mm. And I've got some news on that this morning because the cast was just on the Today Show. And so I was really like going slow so I could find out, you know, what's going on. There's rumors of the future of the show. So yeah, we've got that coming up in What's Trending. But I was satisfied with the way it ended. Anyone else watching, and what were your thoughts? Like, did you like how it ended? There was something missing from the ending, which I think is kind of indicative of what will happen in the future. Mm-hmm. But I was really satisfied with how it ended.
Okay, now I'm not there. I'm still on season two, and I'm not going to say anything, but I have a pretty strong idea what happened. So yeah. I mean, I'm glad that you also found it satisfying as well, because, you know, it's hard to do that sometimes with TV shows like that.
Steph, did you watch it? Did you have any thoughts on the ending?
I finished it. I'm satisfied, but I'm still annoyed. Like, I'm still like, oh, why? And I have a lot of questions.
Are you still mad because of your Team Jeremiah thing?
No, I'm not Team Jeremiah anymore.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm no longer on anyone's team. And I think it's like, I'm more just annoyed because the way that it ended is satisfying because we get an answer.
Yes.
Yes, I am satisfied on that ending. But the way that it happened, I'm like, what are you doing?
It kind of got dragged out a little bit. Did you feel like that? Because there was one point where I found myself kind of drifting off. Like, okay, let's speed it up, people.
Dragged out. And I also think, like, you know, I wanted more just like fulfillment on everyone's, I guess, reaction. And I think that's what the movie might be.
Do you know how the book ends?
I do not know how the book ends.
So it ends the way it ends. It didn't end this way. I really don't want to give spoilers. Yeah. But there's stuff that happens at the end of the book, and that did not happen. And so they're saying that the future of the show will wrap it up nicely in a bow for
us. Think I love, too, about how Jenny Han, the author, is very involved with the show and the movie.
Well, she wrote it. I mean, that is all her. And yeah, I was just watching the Today Show this morning. And so, they kind of, they said stuff, but they didn't say a ton. So right. We'll talk about that.
And Taylor Swift has been getting them residuals on that show. She has every song, I feel like.
They wouldn't confirm, though, if those songs were gifted or if they paid.
That was
a question that was asked, and they danced around that. Okay. So Jenny Han did. So, yeah, we'll talk more about that. But I was very happy to watch that yesterday. I was just trying to get through my day. Like, all day long, I was like, I gotta get home and watch this. Like, I really want to see what happens. So that was kind of it for me. But we got so much coming up on the show this morning. You don't want to go anywhere, because yes, we're going to talk about that and what's trending this morning. We've got at 7:30 your Duran Duran tickets to give away with the Mega Minute and all sorts of stuff on the way, so make sure you stick around. Right now, though, let's Mercedes in the morning. So excited. The weekend is almost here. And Steph, I know you have big plans. You are going to a concert this weekend.
I am. I do have big plans. But the concert that I'm going to, I feel very conflicted and torn because of this artist. And it's Chris Brown. And Chris Brown, if you know, he has had a lot of troubling pasts and just a lot of things that I feel like if I'm going to his concert, am I co-signing on his past, or am I just separating the art from the artist?
Well, now, let's talk about his past.
Yeah, yes.
For those that don't know, he was accused, or actually was he convicted of the Rihanna situation where he beat her up?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then there's also other women who have spoken out about on abuse, which I believe isn't fully fleshed out, but or hasn't been fully convicted. But I mean, he was just in jail a couple months ago for abuse or attacking someone. So it's like, oh my God, him as a person, I am not a fan of.
It's not just one incident. Like you said, there's a long pattern that has made him really controversial. Yeah, the physically assaulting Rihanna, like you said, the other allegations. And then it's like he's gotten in a lot of fights, and
yes,
but he's so successful.
And it's hits, all the hits, all his music. I truly, I'm not going to lie, I'm a fan of his songs. I'm a fan of his music. There's also going to be someone that's co-headlining his concert, which is Bryson Tiller. And me and my husband love Bryson Tiller. We've never seen Bryson Tiller live. So I was, and here's my gray area. Am I still supporting him if I'm getting free tickets from the radio station? Like, I'm not giving him money, but you know, like, I'm feeling so, like, the confliction of, I'm going to his show, or am I going to go to his show? Am I supporting him because I'm able to get free tickets to the radio station?
Are you going to stay for Chris Brown or are you just going to stay for Bryson Tiller? That's my question.
I don't know. It's like I'm there already and I saw the set list for Bryson Tiller. He's doing six songs. I'm going to go to Allegiant Stadium for six songs while Chris Brown has like 45 songs that he's doing. And another thing that I'm conflicted with is Chris Brown has two dancers that I've been following for years and I love them and I really want to see the dancers. So I don't know. Help me.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. That you want to go have a good time, but is it supporting the terrible things he's done? I'll tell you, you're not going to be the only person there. That's for sure. His fan base is loyal. They're the way. Here's where I stand on it. I personally cannot support Chris Brown. Do I think the man is talented? Yes. Musically, I think he is very talented, but his past isn't just a rumor. You know, it's not like vague internet gossip or anything. And I just find it really troubling, but I'm not going to sit here and tell anyone else what they should do. If you love his music, you want to go to the show. That's your call. You know, I get it because you got to separate the art from the artist or whatever. But I can't support him. How about you?
Yeah, this is a sticky situation for sure. I think only Steph can answer this question deep down, but I think you can separate the art from the artist. Steph, look, listen, easy fix. If you want, give me the ticket and I will go and I'll record the Bryson Tiller set for you. Easy fix. Me and James will have an incredible time.
So you're going to go for me?
Yeah. And by the way, this is called really bad sarcasm.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think you can separate the two. Look, I'm not defending him in any way, shape or form. Horrendous, horrendous acts in the past. But, you know, has a person grown when it comes to that situation? Have they matured?
He was just in jail, right?
Yeah, he just got out of jail like a couple months ago.
So the answer to that is no. Yeah.
But I think that was for a totally different situation in a different country. Not that it makes it right, but I'm talking about, you know.
There's like anger issues there.
Yeah.
There's like major anger.
Okay, but so does that mean every single artist that has anger issues, then you're just not going to go see? I think that's why I think it's...
They don't all get like arrested. And so, you know, that's just me. You want to support them, you do that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, in your heart of hearts, what does it say? I personally think you can separate the two. And it kind of sounds like, to be honest, that you kind of, I mean, you respect his art. I got him in my playlist right now. So, you know, but again, just like Mercedes said, tomato, tomato.
Tracy, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I think we all have that person that we love their stuff, but we don't like who they are as a person. And I think it's just one of those things where she should go and enjoy the art and pray for him while she's there.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, September 18th. It is 6:01. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We are almost to the weekend. How's everyone feeling today?
Feeling good. I was a little under the weather yesterday and I got some good sleep during the day. And I feel a lot better, Mercedes.
Good. I'm glad you're feeling better. So you got some rest. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you had some time to do a little bit of reflection yesterday, too.
Definite reflection. It's so funny. I was just looking, just looking through my apps. I was looking at my Coinbase account, and I don't know if anyone knows what Coinbase is. It's like a financial platform, kind of like Robinhood, where you can store cryptocurrency. And first things first, if anyone has ever had a story of a missed opportunity and now you're thinking, you know, that could have changed my life, keep that handy because this is where this story leads to. The number is 702-364-9400. So I'm looking at my Coinbase and it stores my cryptocurrency. And then I think back 8 years ago, I'll never forget my friend Alex. I was in Hawaii visiting my mom and my friend Alex, he's one of these, you know, he's the Bitcoin guy. He trades stocks and all that stuff. And he's like, dude, calls me out of the blue. He's calling me like five times, six times, seven times. I'm not picking up. Finally, I pick up. He's like, dude, buy Bitcoin. And 8 years ago, I had no idea what a Bitcoin is. And to this day, I still don't really know exactly what it is. But, you know, he's pestering me so hard about it. I'm like, fine. Just to appease him, I bought a little bit of Bitcoin, not a lot. And just yesterday, I'm looking back at it, and this thing is huge. Like it grew so, like it grew exponentially. I'm thinking back, you know, that's a missed opportunity. I'm looking back that really could have changed my life if I would have put in more money.
Well, I think you're looking at it the wrong way. It was an opportunity that you did take advantage of, so you did get some benefit out of it, though, right?
Little bit, but it could have been a lot more. I'm talking about life changing. I remember last week you talked about, you know, if you would have won the Powerball, you wouldn't be we wouldn't be having this conversation. Same thing. All three of us would be living like we're in the Hangover or something. You know what I mean? Like I'm talking about this thing grew like 2,500, 3,000%. So I don't know. That's me. I look at it as a missed opportunity. It definitely could have been life changing.
I think it's important to get your mindset right on that instead of like dwelling. Like I think I get where you're coming from, but if you don't want to be the type of person that holds on to that stuff, like replaying what could have been. I mean, you still got a benefit from it. So like, that's a good thing. I would be super excited. Like, wow, I only invested this amount of money and look at what I have now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Has anyone here in the room ever had like a missed opportunity and you look back and you think, man, that could have taken my life in a different direction? Could have changed my life.
Yeah, if I would have hit that Powerball. That was a missed opportunity. Why didn't I get those Powerball numbers? No, I'm not. I don't know anything about Bitcoin or cryptocurrency. I know zero. I've never had any sort of like opportunities like that. I mean, I think, you know, back in the day, why didn't I invest in, you know, Apple or something like that? Mm-hmm. That would have been great. But I didn't have like a specific situation like that. I did have a friend a few years ago ask me to be an investor in a juice and health food restaurant that she was opening.
Okay.
And I turned it down, and I'm sure I could have made money off of it. Honestly, I don't know, but I don't regret it. I didn't have the passion for it. Like, you know, like I thought it was a great idea, but I was just like, yeah, you know, that's probably not my thing. But that was it for me. What do you think, Steph?
I missed out on a huge opportunity. I remember Coachella 2018. Beyonce was the headliner, and we went to Coachella. But here's the thing: some of my friends that were in the group with us that went to the campsite, they got there at the headline stage, the main stage, at like 12 p.m. to be at the front of the barricade. And I'm like, I'll meet you guys there. I ended up falling asleep. I needed to get rest for Beyonce. Ended up, I couldn't find them at the barricade, so I had to be all the way in the back. They ended up touching Beyonce's hand, and I could have been right next to them.
I could have touched Beyonce's hand. That's my missed opportunity.
Are you kidding me? I would have lived for that.
That would have literally changed your life.
Yes, I could have got it on camera. I would have been like, I'm never washing this hand again.
Oh my gosh. Maybe it set you on the path to become her best friend in the future, and you just haven't reached that spot yet, you know?
I probably wouldn't be here today.
Yes, exactly. Keep
you,
that
little
in mind. A lot coming up on the show this morning. We've got your tickets to see Duran Duran. They're doing a big New Year's Day show over at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas. And we've got your tickets coming up this morning, 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. The season finale of The Summer I Turned Pretty just dropped, but fans are not saying goodbye just yet. The cast was on the Today Show this morning with a big announcement, and people are already speculating. We'll talk about it coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right,
let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
The Summer I Turned Pretty is trending this morning. Spoiler alert, if you have not finished the series finale of The Summer I Turned Pretty.
That's me.
Oh, well.
It's okay. It's okay. Keep going.
I don't. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. I don't want to interrupt you here. The spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, make sure that you turn your radio down or be aware. We're going to give away some of the spoilers now. So the love triangle is officially closed. Belly chose Conrad in the series finale. And right after that drop, Prime Video confirmed that the show will wrap with a full movie. The cast and Jenny Han, the writer, was on the Today Show this morning, and it hasn't aired locally yet, but they had their first interview since the news. They kept things very mysterious. This is Jenny talking about when the movie will come out.
So the movie's coming out in 2026 or 2027? We don't know when it's coming out, but not next year.
Okay.
She's on the make it.
So yeah, there's a script. They have submitted it. And so, yeah, it still has to be made. She was asked about how the book ended versus how the show ended.
Those of us who know the books very well know that there was a wedding at the end of the third book. We did not get our wedding in the series finale. Do we get a wedding in the movie?
I can say that there is another big milestone for Belly. So we'll continue with that journey.
Oh, wow. You're not going to give us anything. Huh?
I take that as a yes.
They were very, very evasive on things. They were keeping things close to their chest, but they did say just how amazing it was making the show and just seeing it turn into this cultural phenomenon. She was talking about how she was seeing online, like they were having watch parties and Egypt and Singapore and like the whole world is into it. She also, Jenny Han, pointed to how Taylor Swift's music kind of gave a window into Belly's inner thoughts. And she was saying that Taylor's songs were so emotional and evocative that they really elevated the story. So tell me that is not a hint that we can expect Taylor's tracks in the movie too.
Yeah, this is all very exciting. I'm excited for y'all. I haven't even finished it. Now, so for the movie, are we going to project that but would you think, Mercedes, that it's going to be a continuation? Like a continuation, obviously, of where Belly and Conrad are at now?
Yeah. So, like she just said on the clip, the books ended with a wedding and the show did not. So I'm assuming there's going to be wedding in there. So if you watch the finale, there was a final note at the very end. It says, maybe we will meet again one summer in Cousins. And if, again, spoiler, that's where they get married in the books. So we'll see if that happens. And so, yeah, Jenny confirmed that she felt only a movie could really give Belly's next chapter its proper due. So, yeah, if you've read the books, you know that third one ends with that epilogue where Belly and Conrad marry. So if that's where this is heading, I will need lots of tissues, lots of snacks, maybe a wellness check. Who knows? And that is what's trending. It's Mercedes in the morning. Our number is 702-364-9400. If you ever want to call us or text us, we love to hear from you guys. So what did you do as a kid that was so dangerous, but you didn't even realize it until years later? Maybe you're just now realizing it. This new survey comes out and it shows that today's younger generation spends about 25% less time outside than we did. On weekdays, they average only 49 minutes outdoors. And most of that is just walking from one place to another. And then I compare that to, I don't know about you guys, but myself growing up, I would wake up and leave the house at like 10 in the morning with my neighborhood friends, and we would not come home until the streetlights turned on. That was the rule. Like my mom said, when the streetlights come on, you got to be home. And nobody tracked us. Nobody texted us. Somehow our parents were completely fine with it. But I think about the things that we did, and I'm like mortified that I think of how dangerous it was. One of the things I remember most when I was a kid, and if you did something really dangerous that you look back on now, it's like, oh my gosh, what was it? 702-364-9400. They were building a bunch of new homes by our neighborhood. So we'd ride our bikes over there and we would like jump into the frames of the house when the workers were not there. And it was like our private playground. And there's basements in Colorado. And so we'd like jump into the big hole that was the basement. And we'd climb on the beams. We'd mess with the workers' tools. And thinking back now, I'm like, oh my gosh, I could have broken a bone. I could have fallen into that basement pit. I could have chopped off my fingers with their saws and stuff. But at the time, it was just another day of playing outside, you know?
Yeah, like a half-built home. That spells pretty dangerous to me. Also, imagine like if one of the beams fell.
Oh, yeah. There was so much danger lurking in there. But we didn't care. We just went in there. We jump around. Like, I seriously remember the workers' tools, their saws and screwdrivers. And we just look, you know, I'd start digging holes with a screwdriver in the dirt and stuff. They must have come back and like, who was here? Does anyone look back at some of the things and you're like, oh my gosh, what was I thinking?
Yeah, I was a skater back in the day. And the first thing that comes to mind is hill bombing. Does anyone know what that is?
No.
Hill bombing is when you find a really steep hill. This is back in Virginia, where I'm originally from. And you basically go down it. You know, kind of like imagine you're skiing down a really steep hill. This is the same thing, but it's concrete. So me and, you know, my skater friends, we would go down it. And it's so weird because I'm like a risk-averse guy. But when you're a kid, you're not, you know, just to your story, you're not really thinking about it. You're just having fun. And yeah, we're going down like 25, 30 miles an hour. Now, here's the thing. I didn't stand. Yeah, I was pretty scared. So I would actually lay on the board face up. But still, it's dangerous because this hill is, I mean, Mercedes, we're talking about a really steep, only almost a 90, well, not a 90, but pretty close to 90 degree angle.
That is terrifying. Yeah, a lot of injuries could have occurred with that too. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. So I'm going to change my story really quick. Sorry, Steph. But I based on what he just said, so I snuck rollerblades into my backpack and went to school at Woodbury Middle School and went down Harmon Hill. I don't know if you guys have been there.
Oh my gosh.
But I almost died. And my mom told me so many times not to do it. And I remember like going down the hill and like screaming for somebody to help me and like jumped into somebody's grass.
That's how I would always stop on rollerblades too. I couldn't get myself to stop, so I would just jump into someone's grass and fall. That was the only way you could make breaks out of those rollerblades.
Yeah, I just fell into somebody's grass and like, yeah, never again. One and done.
It's like, were we just more, we had more confidence?
Oh,
there's no fear. Hey, Sharon, good morning. What is the most dangerous thing you did as a kid?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So my friend had a moped and we would wear skates and we would just grab onto the back of the moped and she would drive off with us holding on while we're wearing roller skates.
Oh, is this like just through neighborhoods? I mean, you're not going on the highway or anything, are you?
No, not on the highway, just in the neighborhood.
Okay, okay.
But my mom, when she would drive by and we were on our bikes, we would grab onto the side of the car with my mom driving the car and we're riding our bikes holding on.
And mom's like totally down with it. She's fine with it.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like a totally different mindset. I love it. Thank you, Sharon. Let's talk to Angela. Angela, what is the dangerous thing you did as a kid?
At the age of 8, we would always visit Vegas before we moved here. My dad was a poker player, so he would go play poker, and my sister and I would, you know, cruise the pools. We would take the cat bus up and down Las Vegas Boulevard and jump from pool to pool from different casinos.
What?
And you were 8 years old?
Yeah, at 8 years, yeah. My dad was a poker player, so we would know all the pit bosses. They would comp us, like, buffets and stuff just to have my dad stay there. But yeah, we would be all over the Las Vegas Strip, like in the 90s. Like, my favorite spot was the Tropicana because it had 5 pools, it had the best buffet.
Oh, my gosh. You were a mini high roller, Angela. Yeah. I love it.
I really was. Like, the pit bosses knew me by my first name.
So. You're like, hey, Vinny, how's it going? They're like, Angela, welcome. It's great to see you again. Now you want a buffet? Here you go. That is so funny. I love it. That is so funny. Like old Vegas. I wish I lived here in old Vegas. It just sounds like it was amazing.
I'm still trying to learn new Vegas. Yeah. Much less old Vegas.
It sounds like it was just a place to be where an 8-year-old can roam up and down the strip. No problem. I love it.
You ready? It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. Well, a new research says that the cheapest place to live in the United States is Arkansas. That's followed by Mississippi. Both southern and midwestern states dominate this new list that came out on the most affordable states to live. Arkansas came in first because their cost of living is pretty much low across the board. Mississippi technically has the most affordable housing in the country. So where does Nevada land? We are sitting at number 34 overall. Not great. For cost of living, we rank 28. In opportunity, we are down at 38. And housing is one of the biggest reasons we didn't make the top. Nevada homeowners spend a bigger chunk of their income on housing compared to most states. Yes, we have no state income tax, which helps. But with the cost of homes and rent in Las Vegas, you feel that sting every single month. That said, people are still moving here from California and other expensive states because it is cheaper by comparison.
Yeah, I could see that, you know, moving. It's definitely a little bit cheaper, but, you know, I had no idea being a renter. I had no idea that you got to pay for trash and water, you know, all these separate things, electric and gas. You know, like, for example, in Seattle, a lot of that stuff, Mercedes, is included. The trash, water, and all those things. But it is definitely, from experience, is definitely a little bit more affordable.
Yeah, if your choices are Las Vegas and San Francisco, you're probably going to feel like you won the lottery when you go here. But compared to Arkansas or Oklahoma, I don't think it's even close. Basically, we're affordable if you're fleeing the coast, but not if you're comparing us to the South or the Midwest.
And yeah,
at least we don't have like North Dakota winters here or anything like that. So that's a plus too. Finally, this morning, a young Russian woman signed away her soul for 100,000 rubles, which equates to about $1,180, which she used to buy a Labubu doll collection and a concert ticket. Would you sell your soul for Labubus? I did a lot for Labubus, but I don't think I would go that far. It all started as a joke from a marketing expert. He had posted an ad offering to pay 100,000 rubles to anyone who agreed to sell their soul and make it official by signing a contract with their own blood. He did not expect anyone to accept the offer. But to his surprise, a 26-year-old woman replied to his ad declaring her interest in selling her soul. He kept up his part of the bargain. He posted the receipt for the soul sale and he posted a photo of the young woman holding the blood signed contract.
That is very intense. Number one. Number two, I know you're not at, you're never going to do anything like that. But how many, I've always wondered, how many Labubus do you have? Like, what's your collection?
I don't have a ton of them. I think I have like four or five from each of the collections. And then I just got like two of the new mini ones. But I don't know. I'd say I probably have like maybe 15 total. I'm not like, I don't have every single one from every collection, but I definitely have a nice little selection.
Okay, so it's very controlled. That's good. That's good.
If I had more, it would not be good though, right?
Right, no, definitely.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Clean out.
It's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, if you ever want to reach out to the show, we are here. We love getting your song requests, your shout outs. If you want to comment on whatever we are talking about, use this number, 702-364-9400. Love to hear from you. Let me ask you guys this. If you are married or in a committed relationship, does your spouse automatically get the full download on your friend's secrets? Or do you keep things, some things, locked away? Because this whole debate is started with this guy on Reddit. And he says he does not believe in bro code. His rule is pretty simple. He says if you tell him something, his wife's going to know about it too. That's just how it is. No exceptions. He even told his best friend of 25 years, hey, if you confide in me, she's going to hear it too. And the friend got really upset. Their whole circle got involved. And now everyone is mad at him. Online people actually sided with the friend, saying, hey, it's basic decency to keep someone's confidence if it doesn't involve your spouse. What do you think? If someone tells you a secret, is it right to assume that the spouse is going to automatically know the secret too? Or do you keep it from them? 702-364-9400.
If I was going to tell my friend a secret and the friend said, listen, it's going to, you know, go to my, you know, significant other, I just wouldn't tell him. But I would say, you know, for me personally, I would keep it to myself. If they say, hey, keep it between us, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to tell my significant other, anyone, you know, anyone that I'm dating, nothing like that. I'm going to follow suit. That's just me, though.
But if it's something that, like, you made a commitment to your spouse, like, hey, we're going to always be honest with each other. We're going to always tell everyone, each other, the truth. Is it bad to keep a secret from your spouse?
Yeah, I don't know if it's bad. I don't want to disrespect. I'm assuming that, you know, you're close friends with this person. I feel like it's two different things. I mean, in the sense of, like, why does she need to know? You know what I mean? Like, if you told her, you know, that could, who is she going to tell? You know, if a friend specifically said, please keep this between us, then what if they
didn't say it? What if they just said, like, hey, oh my gosh, I got to tell you the secret, da, 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 da. and they didn't say it. Then is it fair game? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Steph, like, where do you land on this?
Okay, so I've been in this situation so many times where my closest friends tell me, and I don't want to say like deepest, darkest secrets, but like maybe it's a secret that, you know, an affair happened between her and her husband or whatever. It's kind of assumed, honestly, that I'm going to tell James. And I always tell them ahead of time. I'll be like, hey, are you cool if I talk to James about this? If they say, yes, of course, and all my best friends kind of know, like me and James tell each other everything, they're going to say, I know 99% of the time they'll say yes. But if it's like, if it's a secret that's more like on the feminine with like their issues on health stuff, and they don't want any guys to know because they don't really understand, and maybe guys don't even want to know, I won't tell James. It really does depend on the depth of the secret, but it's kind of assumed that James is going to know everything if they tell me.
Are you a ride or die transparent with your spouse, or do you believe in keeping the friend's secrets separate? 702-364-9400. Here's where I land. If it's really personal, I'll keep it. I'm not about to betray a serious trust, but if it's just everyday drama, I'm telling Matt. Like, he's going to know about it. Honestly, I probably tell him about 80% of what my friends tell me. And he does the same with me. It's kind of like this unspoken system that we have. Hearing each other's tea is kind of part of the deal. But if someone tells me, please don't tell anyone, then I won't. That will be the line for me. If they're like, please, I'm begging you, do not say anything to anyone, and it doesn't affect my husband in any way, I won't tell. I'll keep the secret. So which one are you? We're getting a bunch of texts here. This one says, I always tell people, if you tell me, my husband is going to know. Vice versa. I always assume my friend's spouse knows everything. I kind of assume that too. Like if I tell a secret to one of my girlfriends, I kind of just assume that she's going to tell her husband. Like that, I feel like that's just part of the package deal. This one says, as long as the spouse doesn't tell anyone either, I'm cool with it. This says, I'm not telling my spouse. It's not my secret. It's my bro's secret. None of her business. And then, gosh, you guys are really kind of going back and forth. It's like 50-50 here. This one says, absolutely no secrets with my spouse. You tell me, you're telling them. It's just, that's the way it is. And then someone just brought up a good point. That's why you have to be selective on the information that you share.
Yeah, that's a key word, selective. And that's also going back to your mentioning, you know, if you tell, you know, if you share the secret with a friend and then they tell their husband, that's the thing. You don't know who they're going to tell. So I think it all comes down to, you know, what exactly is it, right? And then, you know, as long as if you preface this with saying, hey, please keep this between us. If you don't say anything, it's fair game. But if you preface it with, you know, saying, please keep this between us, then I mean, as long as that's respected and they follow suit, then I think that's good.
I remember I was telling my friend a secret, and the whole time I was like, I finished my story, I finished my secret, and at the end, my girl goes, are you cool if I tell my husband? I'm like, oh, can you just keep it between us two? And she goes, I'm so sorry, you've been on speaker the whole time, he already knows.
Oh, you're caught.
I mean, there's no other way.
I mean, I feel like, look at it this way. My husband and I, we run a joint information bank,
yes.
Right? If you tell me something, congratulations, you've just opened a joint account.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, caller 20 is Jeff. Good morning, woo! Jeff.
Good morning, Mercedes. How are you?
I am great. How you doing this morning?
I've always wanted to talk to you. I never, this is the first time.
Oh my gosh, Jeff, now we're besties. Okay, let's do this. Let's get you these tickets to Duran Duran, okay? You just have to conquer the Mega Minute. 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all correct, and you're going to the show. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay, Jeff, if you're ready, which you are, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time in the end, we'll go back to that question. And the Mega Minute starts now.
Eggos are what kind of breakfast food?
Waffles.
Yes. Who is the lead singer of Coldplay?
Pass.
What is the 9th month of the calendar year?
September.
Yes. What city is home to the NFL's Cardinals?
Arizona.
City.
Phoenix.
Yes. The movie Million Dollar Baby is about which sport?
Baseball.
No. In what state is Zion National Park located?
Washington.
No. What gas do plants need for photosynthesis?
Pass.
What singer performed with Shakira at the 2020 Super Bowl halftime show?
Pass.
What shape has 6 equal sides?
Texas.
Pass. Jeff. I hate that our first time talking is this. You don't be sorry. Some of those were really tough. Let's see. The lead singer of Coldplay, that's Chris Martin. Hey, if you don't know the band, you wouldn't know that. The movie Million Dollar Baby is about what sport? That is boxing. Zion National Park is located up in Utah. The gas that plants need for photosynthesis is carbon dioxide.
Mm.
The singer that performed with Shakira at the 2020 Super Bowl halftime show was Jennifer Lopez. And I felt like you were on the right track on this last one. Which shape has 6 equal sides? You said it's a hexagon. So couldn't give you that one, Jeff. I'm so sorry. That means the Mega Minute has claimed yet another victim. And caller 20, you are going to get these tickets right now to see Duran Duran at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas January 1st. Who wants them? Caller 20 gets them. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Live Nation's CEO is saying something that will probably make music fans everywhere spit out their Starbucks. He thinks concert tickets are underpriced.
Sure, what he does.
Michael Rapino, he was speaking at a sports and entertainment conference, and he said the average ticket is $72 and added, try going to a Laker game for that. Maybe I'm just picking the wrong concerts because I have not seen a $72 ticket. Maybe that's just me, but also, you know, try buying a concert ticket through Ticketmaster without wanting to throw your laptop across the room. Like, that's where I stand. Fans are calling out the chaos of on sale day, the error codes, the queues, the dynamic pricing that somehow turns that $72 ticket into a $472 ticket plus a kidney. So sure, maybe concerts are technically cheaper than courtside seats, but the headache tax alone makes it feel like we're all paying luxury prices.
Just for the conversation, even if these tickets that he's referring to are underpriced, what's wrong with that? I mean, wouldn't you rather have tickets underpriced and overpriced, right?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not what he's saying. He's saying for all of us who are complaining that ticket prices are high, he's saying, no, they're not. They're low.
Exactly. Great. Let's keep it that way.
But I disagree. Do you agree?
Well,
I mean, tell me the last time you paid $72 for a concert ticket.
Right. Okay. I guess what I'm saying is when I hear underpriced, I'm thinking, you know, if they're underpriced, there's nothing wrong with something being underpriced.
No, we want that. We want that. But I disagree. Steph, I mean, have you paid $72 for a concert ticket?
No. When I'm buying tickets, they're hundreds
of
dollars.
I just don't agree with this. I don't know what concert he's talking about, you know?
Yeah. Maybe like it's a cover band of some sort.
Or maybe like a lower level artist.
Yeah. But that's what he says. The average ticket is $72. So I don't know. I don't know where those tickets are. I would love to see them. If tickets are underpriced, I'm picking the wrong concerts because I just have not seen that. Also this morning, want to blow out more candles? Well, experts say it starts with ditching a few habits that are quietly shaving years off your life. There's a new U.S. News survey of medical experts that puts inactivity at the top of the bad list. That is the worst thing that you can do with your health, is not being active. They say it messes with your DNA. It raises your inflammation. It makes your muscles weak. I feel like a lot of this is common sense, but it's always a good reminder. Also on the list, smoking. There's still 28 million people out there that are smokers, eating too much junk food. Apparently, I guess Doritos don't count as a vegetable. I don't understand why not. It's made out of corn. Poor sleep is on the list. Beyond that, stress and lack of social connection can also speed up aging. The takeaway, basically, move your body, eat less processed junk, get some sleep, and maybe call a friend once in a while. It's not going to happen overnight, but those small changes can definitely stack up.
Yeah, no excuses. My doctor says the exact same thing. Everything you just said. Definitely the lack of physical activity and the sleep. That's what they say top two for me personally. But I don't know why. It's just like, you know, I told myself when I moved here, I was going to get on this regimen. I was going to start working out right after work and I was going to exercise and run and, yeah, I mean, no excuses. It just hasn't happened yet. I'm trying, though. I'm trying.
Yeah, keep trying. Yeah, that's all you can do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Finally, this morning, AT&T is testing out an AI receptionist that will answer your calls, screen out spam, and decide who gets through. This could be huge for people who can't ignore unknown numbers, like my mom or anyone waiting on a delivery. The system asks things like, who may I say is calling? And what is this in regards to? If the caller checks out, the call gets passed to you. If not, it hangs up or it takes a message, which sounds amazing until you realize you might have to talk to someone else's robot just to leave a voicemail. So also, it's AI versus AI now. So if their bot is trying to sell me car insurance and my bot is trying to block it, It kind of feels like the robot version of Dodgeball, you know? But if it stops the, you want a free cruise call, then I am all in on this one.
I like this idea. Do you love this idea?
Yes.
I love it. I'm the guy that, I'm like your mom. I answer all the calls. I let them ring. And I don't, you know what it is? Because I'm always in the back of my head, I'm hopeful that someone is just going to award me $1 million.
So you said you let them ring or you answer them?
I let them ring. If I can answer it, I'll answer it. And if I can tell it's a scam, I'll just hang up. But it's always in the back of my mind. I'm like, what if? I'm like the what if guy. I don't know if you're like that. Probably not.
No, I don't even answer phone calls from my friends. I'm like, I'll text them back like, why are you calling me? Like, please stop calling me.
Okay.
If Steph wants to call me, she'll text me first. She knows, right? She'll
go, I know better.
She's like, hey, can I call you? I'll be like, I guess.
Are you free in 2 minutes? Maybe.
94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Unintentional self-sabotage. That's what I'm calling it. Have you ever had your body like completely sabotage you? It's like you didn't mean for it to happen, but something happened where your body just turned on itself. Steph just sent me this picture of the actress Sofia Vergara. What the heck happened to her?
I know, right? It's a picture of her and her eye is like completely red, her left eye. It's almost shut. And it turns out that she had an eye allergy right before the Emmys. And so she ended up skipping the Emmys. She was also supposed to be a presenter and she had to spend the night in the emergency room. And in these pictures, if you scroll on her post, you can see her like on the hospital bed. I know. And she's on that, like, you know, the eye wash stations that clean out your eye. She has a picture and video of her doing that. But I feel so bad. Her body just completely sabotaged her right before the Emmys.
Of all times and all days, like on your way to the Emmys. And then your eye blows up like a balloon like that. Sometimes our bodies just don't want to cooperate with us. Have you ever had that happen where your body completely sabotaged you? 702-364-9400.
Man, when I was a kid, I had acne issues and, you know, I had flare-ups all the time. Talk about terrible timing and my body sabotaging me. I had a job interview, matter of fact, at Nordstrom's. This is back in Virginia a while back and I was so excited, super pumped. And what happens? I get a zit the night before and I'm super nervous. I'm putting, you know, medication on it and come fast forward the day after, it gets bigger. It doesn't subside. So I got to do the interview with this big zit on my nose. The whole time I'm thinking the interviewer is looking straight at my zit. And I felt like, I mean, look, to paint a picture, this zit is like, it's no small zit. It's like the size of Texas, y'all. And, yeah, my body definitely sabotaged me. And coincidentally, I did not get the job, ladies.
Oh, man. But I heard Nordstrom has a great return policy. Could you return for another interview?
Yeah.
Was that a possibility?
I'll get on that. I'll get on that. How about you?
I feel like my body sabotages me all the time. You know what? Just a few weeks ago, I don't know if either one of you noticed this, but I came in here and I had a huge bruise on my lip.
No.
On my lower lip. If you noticed a week where I was wearing dark lipstick just out of nowhere, I literally never wear dark lipstick unless it's like a fancy event. And here I came to work wearing like this maroon colored lipstick. It was so weird, but I was covering this bruise. So what happened was I got, it's not filler. It's called SkinVive. It's like this skin treatment where it you inject hydration into you because I get really dry skin like on my chin and my lips. And so they can inject like this hydration and it keeps you like well moisturized. So I got some in my chin and my lower lip and the bruise just, it was so huge. It was gigantic. My husband's like, oh my gosh, what are people going to think? And I'm like, I didn't think I would bruise like this. So I was coming into work and I was hoping I was hiding it from you guys. That was that week. I was wearing all this dark lipstick for no reason whatsoever.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, didn't notice and you look fine. If that makes you feel better. So from that process, it caused the bruise. Is there a lot of pain involved?
No, it didn't hurt at all. Didn't hurt at all. But then the next morning I woke up and I'm like, oh my God, I bruised it. And I don't expect you to notice because guys never notice that kind of stuff. Steph is Miss notices everything. Did you notice I was wearing lipstick that week?
Yes,
I knew you did.
Okay, I didn't want to say anything to you, Mercedes. I really didn't. And I noticed the bruise on your lip, but I didn't want to tell you, like, hey, are you okay? Like, did you get into a fist fight? Plus, I know that's not like you. You're not a get into a physical arts altercation.
Never. I was actually waiting for it because Steph to be like, why are you wearing lipstick?
No, it was just more like, okay, I don't want to, like, you know when you put some, like, energy into something that you just don't want to go there. I was like, I'm just not going to go there with her. I don't even want to ask.
Oh, that's funny. What? When did your body betray you? 702-364-9400. Did you have it happen to you?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I've told this story on the air before, but I don't think I've told you the result. When I was about 15 during the summer between freshman year and sophomore year, I thought it'd be so fun for me and my friends. We were at my friend's house to sneak out of her bedroom window and sneak out from her parents. We were going to a boy's house, blah, blah, blah. And then we snuck out of her second story bedroom and walking out to the roof, we were like, we'll just jump. Whatever, we'll just jump off the roof. We jumped off the roof and I told myself, I'll volunteer myself first. I jumped off first. I ended up breaking my right foot and I was on crutches for weeks, but that same weekend I jumped off the roof and broke my foot. I actually had a dance competition and in those rehearsals leading up to my broken foot to the weekend of the competition, I had to go to rehearsals on crutches, tell them where my spots were, and oh my God, my teammates were so annoyed of me. And I lied. I told them that I just broke my foot horsing around with a friend. I didn't tell them I jumped off a roof.
Oh, good.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But imagine, like, there I am at rehearsals and at the dance competition just in crutches. And I'm like, I completely sabotaged myself. Like, this was just a stupid kid error.
And all because you had to pull a Katniss Everdeen and volunteer as tribute to jump off the roof.
Call me Katniss Stepperdine.
It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Brooke, you're caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Good morning.
Good morning. You ready to play some Heads Up?
I am. I'm nervous.
No, you got this. Passes into our Verizon Soundspace to see J-O-1. We've got two categories. Do you want to go with Shiver Me Timbers or Gotham City?
Oh, man, let's do Shiver Me Timbers.
Okay, perfect. International Talk Like a Pirate Day is tomorrow. So these are all things that are associated with pirates, okay?
Okay.
Pirates, 6 and 60 seconds is all we need. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, Brooke, heads up, and your 60 seconds starts now.
They are on the hunt for this.
It's, treasure.
And it's usually in a box called a what?
Treasure box.
Not
or gold.
My boobs are also known as my what? Your pecs, like, oh gosh. Let's pass. This is a colorful bird that sits on their shoulder.
A parrot.
Yes. Yo-ho, a bottle of this.
Rum.
Yes. If they are missing one of their lower appendages, they probably have this to walk on.
A peg leg.
Judges, do we accept that? Yes. Judges say yes. This is what they shoot this out of a big thing to destroy your ship.
A cannon.
Yes. This is a walk the whatever. Walk the blank. What? Yes. This is how they know what direction they're going. They look at a what?
Map.
It's a little circular device that shows east, west.
Oh,
yes. You got it before.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
That was so close.
Brooke, just in the nick of time. Congratulations.
Yay. Okay,
so it was treasure chest. Chest. but it doesn't matter because, you know, we still got it. wooden leg, our judges accepted peg leg, even though I don't know that that's like a correct term, but we, you know, it was accepted. We knew what you mean. And that means that you are going to join us in the Verizon Soundspace to check out the J-pop boy band J-O-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, last night. Did you guys watch the finale of The Summer I Turned Pretty? What did everybody think about the finale? We're going to talk a little bit more about it here coming up in What's Trending, but I was like rushing home from all my errands yesterday so I could get home and watch it. And one thing I did notice from the episode that I think it's going to be the next trend. I'm calling it now. I think there was an uptick in this after the last season of The White Lotus, thanks to Leslie Bibb, but I think it's going to get bigger now. So Belly living in Paris, and she gets a chic little French bob. Because honestly, I mean, what are you supposed to do when you go to Paris? Get a chic little French bob, right?
Right.
So she cuts her hair. I mean, it's like the way I imagine life in Paris is like you drink wine at lunch and you wear striped shirts and you get the haircut that it makes you look like you're in some sort of perfume ad or something. So I swear the belly bob is going to be a thing. It's going to be the haircut of the year. I think everyone's going to start cutting their hair that way. I think that is going to be the next big trend. And like I said, I saw the Leslie Bibb version. There's a word that we use to describe it that I cannot say on the radio, but she had a version of the bob. But I think the belly bob is different. It's a little fuller. It's a little bouncier. And that's my prediction right now. Have you ever like had a celebrity inspire you to totally change your look where you were like, oh my gosh, I love her hair. I'm going to get my hair done like that. Or, oh my gosh, I love that outfit. I got to buy that outfit because I want to look like my favorite celebrity. When did a celebrity inspire you to change something, or when did you try to copy a celebrity? 702-364-9400.
Yeah, that belly bob, by the way, Mercedes, is awesome. It really looks pristine. My influence was from back in the day, from the 90s. It's the first person I think of. It is definitely Anthony from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but this is like, he's gone through different iterations. This is in the 90s when he had long hair, like all the way down to his, you know, his bottom. I don't know if y'all remember. Do you remember the talk show host Sally Jesse Raphael? Anybody remember?
Yeah, with the glasses.
Yeah, with the red glasses.
Yeah.
He would wear them. Yes, he would wear these red glasses. It was so crazy. And then, you know, the Dr. Martin boots, and I wanted to be just like him. So I got, in high school, that's exactly what I did. I wore combat boots, Dr. Martins. I got like similar tribal tattoos. My hair was down to my, you know what, as long as his. And I even got the glasses. I look like a male version of Ali Wong.
Oh, interesting. Wow. We need pics to prove it for sure.
I got it. What about you?
I feel like I get inspired by these celebrities all the time. You know what? For me, Taylor Swift was a big one, and it's her red lipstick. I was so obsessed with that red lip because I would find all these reds, but they never looked like that one. And I was on a mission. I went full detective mode to find out the exact shade that Taylor Swift wears of red. And I found it and I have it memorized now. It's Pat McGrath, Labs Liquidless, Legendary Wear, Matte Lipstick, and the color is Elson. That is the color of red that Taylor Swift wears. And I bought it. And let me tell you, it is perfection. It is the perfect red lipstick. I will still wear it on special occasions because it is that good. And I swear it looks good on everyone.
That was impressive. I'm sorry, that I'm listening to everything. That is very impressive. And I know the lipstick you're talking about. It's very striking.
I love it. It looks good. It lasts. Wow. It is the perfect red. Jessica, when did a celebrity inspire your look?
So Alicia Keys decided to go without makeup and glam, and I did that for a long time. In fact, I'm still doing it right now.
That's I love how she looks so beautiful without makeup. Do you feel like it's more like a freeing kind of thing for you?
Yeah, yes. And then like I still, you know, get hit on and all that stuff, makeup or no makeup. So it doesn't matter. So
confidence is the best makeup. Honestly, do you find yourself focusing more on your skincare though now?
Not at all.
Really?
You're going to laugh. I use the Equate version, the Walmart version of Cetaphil and some Cetaphil lotion and the end.
That's girl,
her regimen.
More expensive does not always equal better. I think that's amazing, Jessica. Thank you. Let's talk to Roberto. Roberto, when did you copy a celebrity look?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good. What did you do?
Okay, so Brad Pitt starred in a movie called Fury, and it's about a tank in World War II, and he's the commander of it, but he had a haircut that was so clean. It was slick back, shorter on the sides, and it was, like, long on the top, and throughout the movie, he just does that whole hair flip, slick back, and it stays in one place, and I tried that. It was really hard to do because my hair grows forward, so I tried to train it for, like, 6 months, and it was to the point where, like, my hair hurt. But it's a nice, gritty look, but when I finally was able to do it, like, for 1 or 2 days, it was nice and clean. I loved it, but I just couldn't maintain it because I'm also a mechanic, and it just gets in my face. So I was like, you know what? It was nice while it lasted, but I wish my hair, like, either grew up or I could slick it back all the time.
I'm looking at a photo of it right now, Roberto, and it looks, I can see exactly what you're talking about. Hopefully, at least you felt like Brad Pitt for a moment here and there.
Well, it was not okay. I wouldn't say Brad Pitt, but his character, at least, because his character was very, very, very assertive, a leadership role. And then the haircut just fits perfectly because I like to take charge where I'm at. And I used to be a manager, and when I was doing that, I felt like I was more in the role. Yeah,
it's a vibe for sure. It's funny because you type in Brad Pitt and just the word F for Fury, and immediately Brad Pitt Fury haircut comes up. So Roberto, you are not alone. I think for like a couple of years, every guy I knew had that haircut, and it's good. I call it the Bryce Harper. It looks like the Bryce Harper haircut Bryce Harper, to me. Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more.
No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.